Okay, our next presenter is Dr. Azel Ryskalova, who is going to be speaking on Monitoring Healthy People 2010 Vision Objectives.
Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about Healthy People Vision Objectives. I have no relationship to disclose. And as we all know, vision is an essential part of our life, as it affects development, learning, communicating, working health, and quality of life. An estimated 21 million of Americans are visually impaired, and the average lifetime cost for one person with visual impairment is estimated to exceed $600,000. The vision loss can be prevented and vision can be improved if the eye conditions are diagnosed in a timely manner and treated. And the use of vision rehabilitation services can improve greatly quality of life. Reflecting the importance of visual health, Healthy People 2010 for the first time included a special vision health chapter. And the National Vision Health Goal was determined as to improve the visual health of the nation through prevention, early detection, treatment, and rehabilitation. We have 10 objectives, vision objectives in Healthy People 2010. These objectives are to reduce visual impairment due to cataract, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, refractive errors. Also, to reduce occupational eye injuries and to increase use of dilated eye examination, vision rehabilitation among visually impaired adults, and to increase use of personal protective eyewear. These three objectives are devoted to children, and they are reduce visual impairment and blindness, increase vision screening among preschool children, and increase use of personal protective eyewear. When these objectives were developed in 2000, only one objective had baseline data. All other objectives didn't have any national data. So in 2002, by the request of National Eye Institute, a special vision health supplement have been included in health interview survey. It had more than 20 questions on vision health and use of eye care services. So 8 objectives received national data from health interview survey. And we also identified other data sources that helped us to set baselines and follow-up data for Healthy People objectives. And these data sources are NHANES, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Survey, and National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, National Electronic Injury and Illness Surveillance System. Due to health interview survey, we received a national prevalence self-reported data on eye diseases and visual impairment. And as you can see, about 17 million U.S. adults have been diagnosed with cataract, about 4 million with glaucoma, 2 million people with macular degeneration, and more than 3.5 million people had more than one eye disease. And also, from 30 to 55% of people who were diagnosed with these eye conditions were visually impaired. On this slide, you can see why these diseases are called age-related, as the prevalence of diseases increased dramatically with age. For example, prevalence of cataract increased 100 times among if you compare adults 18 to 44 and those who are 75 and older. There has been a slight decrease in occupational eye injuries treated in emergency departments between 1999 and 2006. And as you can see, males had the highest rate of eye injuries treated in emergency departments than females. About 56% of U.S. adults received a dilated eye examination in the past 2 years. And males, Hispanic, and people with education less than high school were less likely to receive a dilated eye examination. It may look like that people with diabetes met Healthy People target, but actually we have another objective in related focus area 5, diabetes, because adults with diabetes are recommended to have an annual eye examination. And as you can see, it's like hardly, you know, reaches 70% even in 2 years. So there's a lot of work to be done, you know, to work with people with diabetes and to explain them the importance of dilated eye examination and regular checkups. Vision rehabilitation services was very low. Only 1.4% of visually impaired adults use rehabilitation services, and our data were so small that we were not able to produce estimates for most of the social demographic groups. Visual adaptive devices were used more frequently. About 22% of U.S. adults reported that they used some kind of magnifier, lenses, and other adaptive devices to help them in everyday life. And there was no differences by gender, race, or education. About 2.5% or 2 million U.S. children are visually impaired. And when we looked at the data trend, there has been no significant difference between 1999 and 2007. So it's always about 2.5%, about 2 million children. And as you can see, children from poor families, they were more likely to be visually impaired. And also older children, 6 to 17 years, were more likely to be visually impaired than younger children. We all know the importance of vision testing among children, as it helps to catch all these eye conditions in a timely manner and refer them to eye care providers. But only 36% of children received a vision testing before they went to school. And among them, black children and children with disabilities were more likely to be screened. Among those who were involved in eye injury-causing activities and recreational activities such as baseball, basketball, woodworking, mowing the lawn, or working with the chemicals, only 15% of children and 32% of adults were wearing protective eyewear always or most of the time. And males were less likely than males to wear eye protective eyewear. Who knows, maybe it doesn't match their outfit, or they just doesn't look good in these eyeglasses and goggles. Some summary. Vision disorders are an important public health issue, as more than 21 million adults suffer from eye diseases. And visual impairment increase with the age. And as we all know, the people who are 65 and older is the fastest growing group in U.S. population. And under some projections, they are expected to reach about like 30 million by year 2002. Also, the survey revealed that we have really low rates of rehabilitation services and adaptive devices use. Also, vision screening and use of dilated eye examination remain low. We have disparities that exist among social demographic groups. In 2008, the new vision supplement have been included in health interview survey. And as you saw, most of the data that we have dated 2002. So this year, we will have a follow-up data point that will allow us to estimate the progress that have been made or have not been made towards reaching healthy people targets. We have important implications because age-related eye diseases are increasing, and we all know that it will have an important implications on our healthcare system, as we will need additional resources to cover the cost of care, surgery, complications, and rehabilitations. We have very challenging task to do because we have so many objectives, we have different data sources, and the periodicity of all the surveys are difficult, and we have, you know, to find funding to get the new data, follow-up data, and to work on questions and collect data that really can be like national data. And this slide gives you some understanding of the challenges that we face.
This man right here is my great-grandfather. He's the first cat herder in our family. Herding cats. Anybody can herd cattle. Holding together 10,000 half-wild short hairs, well, that's another thing altogether. Being a cat herder is probably about the toughest thing I think I've ever done.
I got this one this morning. right here. And if you look at his face, it's just ripped to shreds, you know?
You see the movies, you hear the stories. I'm living a dream. Not everyone can do what we do.
I wouldn't do nothing else.
It ain't an easy job, but when you bring a herd into town and you ain't lost a one of them, ain't a feeling like in the world.
So we hope to get our herd safely to town too. So all our documents, measure specifications, description of our healthy people objective can be found on this website. And we're working in cooperation with Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion and with the National Eye Institute.
That was a great
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have data by geographic, like regions. We have national data, but BRFSS and our team at CDC, they do, comparison by state, and they have all this data on eye utilization services and also on cost, right? Yeah. And we have national data, and also we have some additional information by insurance. So if you're interested, you can go to our website and you can check our data tables that give you some information about insurance and also disparities by race, by gender, and by socioeconomic status. So
did I understand you that website, the first website, has the data that you just presented?
Yes. And the second is the website that is created by National Eye Institute, and it also has all the information on vision health objectives. But the first website has all the updated data tables and everything. So last week we have a progress review for vision health area, and next year we will have a final review. So by final review we hope to get all the data, 2008 data for all the objectives that are based on health interview survey. For this question, we have a list, and we ask the interviewed people if they use one of these devices. So if you're interested, to see the list that we ask, you can, contact me later and give all information about our questionnaires. Okay. Thank you so much.
Questions.